Hello, you're listening Buzz for Deep. It's 2 o'clock p.m. and I'm Enzo.
And my name is Matteo. It's time for your program.
Today we are going to talk about video games, music and cinema.
We are also going to travel around the world thanks to Lilo, Linda and Raphael. Morgan will speak about shopping in the USA. Lison will speak about the weather. To finish the program, we'll speak about cars and sport.
For some pastimes, for others passion, is video games. Now welcome to Mathis and Antoine talks about PC gamer.
Hello, a PC gamer is specialized in gaming. With a PC gamer, we can play very beautiful games. Inside its computer, there are many components: graphic card, processor, motherboard, hard drive, and power supply. The price varies widely, ranging from 500 to 10,000 euros. There are two types of gaming: laptops and fixed. Laptops can be moved at your convenience, unlike fixed computer. To build a PC gamer, it is necessary to assemble its components.
To do this, you can do it yourself or call a professional who will take care of it. Every 3 months, a new generation of components come out. The biggest brands of components are MIC, KFA, Intel, Asus and more. Its brands are specialized in a single type of components. The most expensive computer in the world was sold for 30,000 euros. It contains 7 graphing cards and 3 hard drives. It is the most powerful computer to date. We advise you to buy this type of computer if you are fond of this kind of hobbies. Goodbye.
Thanks, Mathis and Antoine. Now, Tanguy talk about a virtual reality helmet.
Hello, the VR element are elements that create a universe three-dimensional as 300 degrees in which and find high screen. Lessons, the minimum price is 360 and 400. There are several types of virtual VR element like this, or we can move in the room, HTC Vive, or the type that not allowed to move like.
Thanks for this. Now Matteo talk about the console.
Hello, I will tell you about the type of console, like the PS4 and Xbox One S. The PS4 and Xbox One S came out in 2016. Games have been improved like the graphic. The PS4 cost 400, the Xbox One S cost 250. The Xbox One S is cheaper than the PS4. The games cost very expensive on the two consoles. The games cost about 50 or more. The PS4 have built for Sony. Mark Cerny is a designer of the architecture of PS4. The PS4 have a paying online like the Xbox One S. It has the helmet that permit to talk with the other player.
Thanks, Matteo. Now Hugo talk about the object revolutionary in the universe at 3D. It's a printer 3D.
A 3D printer is a printer that prints 3D models created on a computer. You can also create your own 3D model. Operating a 3D printer needs plastic or other materials. To form its model, it assembles materials layers by layers. We could imagine prosthesis print in 3D. We could even replace a factory by 3D printer. You can also create your own 3D models with a virtual reality headset. To have one, the first price are around 3,000 euros. To have more powerful models, the price is around 8,000 euros.
Thanks, boy. We have got learned in the video games.
Now we are vibrate with the music. Now Corentin talk about the music trend.
Hello, today I'm going to speak about music.
and more precisely about album releases. So first, the little prison pop, the fabulous Bruno Mars, who released his album 24K Magic in November. We had to wait for a long time to be able to listen to this album, but it's a little too short. But it's still of good quality, so I already forgot that. Next, the regretted Leonard Cohen, who just like David Bowie, released an album just before his death. His You Wanted Darker is just majestic, touching every now and then, with still this slow voice that seduced all his fans. And last, the kings of rock and roll, the Rolling Stones, who released their Blue and Lone Soul, an album of blues covers with all the unmissable titles of blues. 12 super titles to listen without moderation.
Thanks, Quentin. Now, Nicolas, talk about the old music reprised by Young Song.
Hello, I'm going to speak about music titles sung by other singers. I Wanna Be Your Man from the album We're the Beatles, created by the Beatles in 1963, and sung by the Rolling Stones in their album The Singers in 2014. Cette année-là, from the album Vagabond, created by Claude François in 1976, and songs by Matt Pokora in the album My Way in 2016. Je vole, from the album Je vole, created by Michel Sardou in 1978, and songs by Luan in the album Chambre 12 in 2014.
Thanks, Nicola. Now, Theo, talk about the bass, guitar and the drums.
Hello, I'm going to speak about drums and bass because I love it. I have a drums and bass chord every Wednesday. On drums, there are 5 drums, 3 cymbals and 2 pedals. To play, you need 2 sticks. And for the bass, there are ropes and a neck. They are granted in EADG. It is adjusted with the tonic pegs.
Songs boy from us have vibrate.
Now let's talk about the cinema. Celia, talk about the Octo.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Celia, and today I'm going to talk to you about my favorite actors. First, I would like to talk to you about Emma Watson, because she's my favorite actress. You know, she plays in the saga Harry Potter, or in the movie The Perks of Being a Wallflower. She will play in the movie The Beauty and the Beast in 2017. Secondly, I would like to talk to you about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They were my favorite married actors. Unfortunately, they decide to divorce. Following this, Angelina with only 34 kilos. To finish, I want to talk to you about Alan Tiger. He died on the 13th of December 2016. He was 69. He played in the famous TV series Growing Pains or Unigelitic. Bye.
Thanks, Celia. Now, Lea, talk about a new movie.
Hello, a new movie is Fantasy Beasts. The main actors are Eddie Redmayne in the role of Robert Dagono, Catherine Watterson in the role of Tina, Dan Fogler in the role of Jacob Kowalski. Fantastic Beasts, it's a film directed by David Yates, and this movie was written by J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling also wrote Harry Potter, which is of the same realizer as Fantastic Beasts. His film is a magical adventure. This film takes place in New York in 1926, but the filming began on August 17, 2015. The deco corrections are very impressive, and 69% of the movie are special effects.
Thanks, Leonardo Maral. Talk about the Christmas movies.
First, It's Home Alone came out on the 16th of November 1990, made by Chris Columbus. It's my favorite Christmas movie because it's funny. The story is about a family who he's going to Paris for the Christmas holidays, but when they were about to leave their home, the parents forgot one of their children, so he had to stay at home alone. Then it's The Nightmare Before Christmas came out on the 29th of October 1993, made by Henry Selick. It's quite strange, but I like it. And to finish, is The Grinch came out on the 17th of November 2000, made by Ron Howard. It's quite strange too.
Thanks, Maral. Now Lola, talk about the new movie.
Hi. The first movie is Guardians of the Galaxy 2, made by James Gunn. It will be released to the cinema on the 26th of April 2017. The next movie is Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. This is the fifth movie of the saga, made by Joachim Rønning and Espen Sandberg. It will be released to the cinema on the 24th of May 2017. The last is my favorite, and I have already seen the other trilogies. So the last movie is Star Wars 8, made by George Lucas. I love it because the story is exciting, and I like science fiction movies because it's unreal. This is the continuation of the seventh episode, The Force Awakens. It will be released to the cinema on the 15th of December 2017.
Thanks, girls.
Now travel with Maeva, talk about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is celebrated on the 3rd of November in the USA. The origin of this celebration is the settlers thanks the Indians for their help when they arrive in America. The families gather and have a big meal, a big turkey, potatoes and small vegetables for dish, and pumpkin pie for dessert. After this a big meal, the families watch TV together. Thanksgiving is a moment to sing drunk with your friends and family, share a good meal and give thanks for all God's abundant blessing.
Thanks, Maeva. Now Morgan, talk about the shopping in the USA.
Hello. I love shopping because I love fashionable clothes and I think New York is the best place to go shopping. There are a lot of shops online in New York. There is a big street called Times Square. It's in Manhattan near Central Park. In Times Square, there are lots of clothes stores like Forever 21 or Levi's store, and also many food stores like M&M stores or Hershey's. There are many shopping malls like Woodbury Common and Chelsea Market in New York.
Thanks, Morgan. Now Lilo talk about the south of France.
First, the most visited tourist places are the Dordogne, the Basque Country, Bordeaux, Toulouse and Montpellier. The less polluted are Poitiers, Talence, the Rochelle, Marmade, the Roquefort. The French victory at the Battle of Castillon marked the conquest of Bordeaux in 1453. The southwest climate is rather hot because it's in the south. The winter is rather mild, between 5 and 6 degrees, with a wild wind. The summer is hot, between 20 and 22 degrees. In autumn, the wind is strong and there are storms. The weather is dry and sometimes hot. Often in the southwest, there is a mild wind every year.
Thanks, Lilou. Now Linda talk about the tourism in the USA.
Hello, I'm Linda. I like traveling. I'm going to speak about Miami. Why not go to Miami? I have never been there, but I would like to because it's beautiful. There are beautiful beaches where you can do windsurfing and you can also go for walks. With your family, you can go to the National Park of Biscayne and there you will see the huge aquarium. You can also go to the Jungle Island. It's a big animal park where your children will have fun. Don't forget to visit the city by amphibious bus. It's a bus which turns into a boat and the visit ends in the water. With your children, you can go to the Museum Playmobil Fun Park. It's a wonderful world of games and toys.
Thanks, Lida. Now Raphael talk about the travel of the year.
Hello. Last year, two classes went to England. They went many different places. First, they went to Black Country Living Museum. They went down a mine and they visited a reconstitution of a town. Then they went Cadbury World. Finally, they were lucky and now to visit the University of Cambridge.
Interview.
What did you like most?
In England, my favorite visit was Warwick Castle. It's a huge castle with huge gardens. There are so much things to see.
Why?
Because it's huge. In the garden there is a maze. It was cool.
How long did you stay there?
We stayed in England 5 days.
Where did you stay?
We were in Northampton. It's a little city in England.
How was the food?
The food was good. I liked the meals. We had a sandwich and for the dessert a chocolate bar and a fruit.
What did you enjoy the most?
I enjoyed visit Cambridge. There were a lot of university and it was genial.
No practice sport with Nathan talk about the handball.
Hello guys, what's up? It's Nathan. Today I'm going to talk handball. This year in the World Champion Tournament will take place at the Kind Arena. The list of the team is Germany, South Africa, Belarus, Chile, Croatia and Hungary. The Champions Tournament will take place between the 11th and 29th of the January in 8 French cities.
Thanks Nathan. Now Hugo talk about Teddy Riner.
Hello, my name is Hugo and I'm 13. I'm fond of judo and today I would like to talk to you about Teddy Riner. Teddy Riner is a French judoka. He was born on the 7th of April 1989 in Abîmes in Guadeloupe. He measures 2 meters 4 and weighs 130 kilos. He has got one brother, Maurice Jr., and 2 sisters, Laure and Natasha. Teddy Riner, he has won 8 World Championships gold medals, won 5 European Championships gold medals in London and Rio, and he has won 2 Olympic Championships gold medals. His coach was Frank Chamberlain, and he trains in Levola Sporting Club. Bye.
Thanks, Hugo. Now Manil talk about Paul Pogba.
Hello, my name is Manil. I like football very much. And today I would like talk to you about a young player, Paul Pogba. He was born on the 15th of March 1993. He's 24. After beginning his career with Manchester United, the central midfielder joined the Italian team Juventus in 2012. He won 4 Series A with the Juventus, and in summer 2016 he returned to Manchester United for €110 million. Today he is the most expensive player in the world. Unfortunately, he is suspected of being involved in the Football League affair.
Thanks Manuel. Now Nathan talk about the volleyball.
Hello, my name is Nathan. I'm 13 and I like volleyball very much because I like team games. In the French volleyball team, there are the best French players selected by the French Federation of Volleyball 2015. The team won the World League of Volleyball before winning the European Championship of Volleyball 2015 3 months later. She is forming at 9th rank of the FIVB 2016 after this participation at the Olympic Games of Rio. The principal players on the pitch are number 9 Erwin Agapet, number 4 Antonin Rousier, number 10 Kevin Leroux and number 7 Kevin T. They are trained by Laurent Thierry himself, helped by Arnaud Josserand and Luc Marseille.
Thanks boys to make us move.
Now Antoine, talk about the car show.
I'm going to speak about the car show in Paris. The car show takes place at the Parc Expo of Versailles every 2 years. There are a new car and prototypes. There are also stands of major automobile brands. He spends why and who
they imagined a new car. There are dealerships. We buy a compact car or supercar as the Ferrari Apera. There are also tourists from all the world.
Thanks, Antoine. Now Eloi, talk about the Formula.
Hi, I'm going to speak about the Formula One. The Formula One is one of the most popular events with the Olympic Games and the World Cup of football. The competitions are car races on closed circuits, sometimes in the city. This sport is managed by the Formula One administration. Nico Rosberg is a pilot of Formula One. He is German and Finnish. He is the son of the Finnish champion Keke Rosberg. He is the champion of the world 2016 and he won 23 races. Nico Rosberg discovered the Formula One very young because he practiced go-karting. Romain Grosjean is a pilot of Formula One. He is French and Swiss. He won 49 races. As Nico Rosberg, Romain Grosjean discovered the Formula One when he was very young because he practiced go-karting. He is the grandson of the skier Fernand Grosjean, vice-champion of the world.
Bye, thanks you for your listening.
Bye.